This is a Big Facts Network exclusive.
You can call on me. 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 You can call on me.
Oh, yeah, this beat hot.
I was 15 when that shit happened. And them just knowing that I was 15, they didn't give a fuck.
Hold on. Wait. So, let's backtrack. Okay. Big Homie's house, we got Saturday.
Yes, sir, Ski.
Formerly known as Miss Twerk Song.
Shaking it.
Doing the music thing now.
Yes.
Going big.
In the building.
Now, we was just telling the story, like, about, like, shady shit that be going on in the industry.
Yes.
And you said your first trip was out to L.A.
Okay, out to L.A., yes.
Yeah, okay. I'm going to let you tell it.
It was the Esther Dean video shoot, Drop It Low. It was three of us that flew out. Uh-huh. It was a lot of stuff that happened because my mom, they didn't want to pay us till after. You know, when you get a check and then you got to cash it, but they send a check in the mail.
Uh-huh.
This was the type of situation. So we
janky.
Really, yes, like, it was crazy because we really didn't have no cash. Like,
yeah.
We was popular with no money. You feel me? Real TLC shit.
It's a lot of.
And I think that's what people don't understand. Like, I make way more money now. But off that topic, back onto the other one. So, yeah, I was 15 years old. We flew out to L.A. for the Esther Dean Drop It Low video shoot. And, yeah, they was so trying to get us to dance and thong.
And everybody was on set for this video.
Yeah, everybody knew how old I was, too. But it was just crazy. You know, like, the actual people knew how old I was because my mom was having to sign paperwork, you feel me? As a guardian. So
yeah. The people that were over the video shoot knew you guys were underage and was still trying to push this.
Yeah, I was. I think
Elle over sexualized.
Yep. Betty was 17. I was always the youngest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn.
It's always been like that.
So has that kind of jaded you as far as like or shifted your thought process on how the industry works? Like you put a bad taste in your mouth?
I mean, I knew me getting into this industry, I would have to be headstrong and knowing exactly what I want to do, what I don't want to do. Because I seen people fold. I seen people be hot one minute, not be hot. You feel me? Like I didn't seen all of it. So it's like, okay, what do you want to do? And the whole thing about it, like we was talking earlier, like I never took full advantage of the twerking aspect because I really didn't have the knowledge of who was the first people doing it. You feel me?
You were the first, yeah.
Yeah, first people. Like, we was in my mom's basement, like, just dancing.
Did you ever think twerking would be as big as it is now?
I'm not going to lie. You know who told me that? Miss Deb. We sat down with Miss Deb.
Shout out Miss Deb.
She was going to manage us at one point in time. So, yeah, shout out to Miss Deb. And she was just saying, like, yeah, it's going to be a lot of twerk teams.
Yeah.
She was like, y'all the first ones, but you're going to have an Africa twerk team or this twerk team. And I'm like.
Did you know? Yeah. I need to ask you this. And if you don't know, then we got to go.
Okay.
Did you know Atlanta has a twerk museum?
No.
We got to go.
We have to go.
Coogee, we got to go.
And if I'm not in that motherfucker, that's a problem.
It is absolutely. Yes, Atlanta has a twerk museum. So, twerk museum, we coming.
We need to be on the way. I need some only shit. Y'all got to be soldiering now?
I'm not being facetious. I'm not like, over-exaggerating, but you kind of revolutionized. You and your team kind of revolutionized twerking. You brought it to the main stage.
Pussy popper.
You never had to do anything more than that.
Nothing else. That's why I was.
You never had to do nothing. Like
nothing
it ain't.
Else.
And I ain't gonna lie. I was one of the people. I was waiting.
He was waiting. I mean,
I was waiting.
I feel like people still waiting, and it's like I'm not going against myself. I can't go against myself for nobody.
That's going against your morals and your.
I feel like a sin is anything that goes against what you believe in.
So do you feel like if you would have took that step, that would have been like selling your soul?
Hell yeah, because it's just for the money. And I can make money in so many different ways. And then even when I'm at the strip club, like, niggas be playing. They be coming in there for the food and shit. You feel me? They ain't even really trying to see the coochie like that. Like, they playing. Like, spend that money on that coochie. You should have to spend $100. When you go to the strip club, it should be a minimum. Like, you got to spend that shit because you
feel like, the $100, that's like basic. That's like,
think this. Niggas go there to eat. They chilling. Like, they teasing a bitch with a dollar. That's not okay. And I feel like strip clubs need to set that standard.
Yeah.
I never just wanted a guy to feel like that over me, like, have that control. Like, I ain't about to pop the coochie hard and you only giving me $20. Hell nah.
Yeah.
But I respect all the strippers because I ain't gonna lie, they work hard. Like, I always go to a strip club.
But everybody's stripping now. I feel like stripping is oversaturated. I feel like that's the problem.
I feel like if you stripping now, it's because you want to strip type shit. Because it's too many other revenues of money. Like, you don't even know to have a nigga over you, touching you, doing nothing. You know he gonna, you feel me? So I feel like it's certain girls who like to strip. Like, and they know shit, they're going to get their bag. They're going to do their thing.
But I also feel like a lot of times, like, women are getting into this shit thinking it is what it was, like, back in the 2000s. Yeah. No. It's about to be some quick, you're going to get 1,400 in a night.
Every girl I talk to, they be hoping they break even.
Damn.
You feel me? They try to break even over that tip out. That tip, y'all kicking these ass with that tip out. Me and my mom might need to open up a strip club and really run it, right? Because I feel like they kicking bitches ass with the tip out.
That's cold. I feel like y'all should too. Yeah. Because that's your space. That's your space. That's my space
because I'm really like, I don't want women to feel like they got to do nothing more than what they want to do. Like, if you want to show that coochie, show that coochie. But you don't have to.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Yeah.
But if you want to, shit.
Yeah.
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 Okay, I'm about to pay that motherfucking light bill. Yeah. Some light.
Yeah, for sure, for sure, for sure, for sure. Now, you know, I also got to say this. Mm-hmm. You do have one of the, like, the top three, top four twerk videos on the internet.
Yeah, I know. It's okay, which one are you talking about, though?
The orange shorts.
Bro, yeah, that's it.
Orange shorts. That's did you it. Know, when you... That video. Did you know it was going to go off as crazy as it did?
Shout out to my best friend, Lynn. Then, I haven't talked to her in so long, but her name was Kalinda. I miss her. I miss those days. Like, that was just like...
When was that recorded? Like, 2000 what?
I don't even know. Atlantic Station. So, I probably moved
2013?
I moved into my first apartment when I was 17. Elle was 18.
Yeah.
Yeah, we was ready to go. Yeah. We like, okay, and that's another thing. I feel like people just need to slow down. Why the fuck you want to leave so fast? Why are black people so quick to, like, we want to leave a house. We want to pay bills.
Because that is like, that's, you know what? That's a great question because I've heard so many times other people saying other cultures is more accepted to be like, all right, everybody's just going to stay in the crib.
And us? Yeah, we want to go. We want to experience.
Why is that? Because you did it.
I don't get it because this is what I had to realize. Life is real. Like, if I had to give advice to, like, other people, because I remember we didn't even pay our car note for, like, 6 months. We didn't give a fuck. We was out there balling. But we had money. We was just irresponsible as fuck. And your parents, like, my mom, she taught us so much responsibility to, I didn't even understand why we was doing that shit. Like, yeah. You know what I'm saying? But if you tell your kids, like, look, shit, you can kick it in the basement or you have, like, their own type space. And you just pay me this little amount each month, and then in a year, I give it to you, and you move
so
out.
So you think that's what people need to...
Yeah, like, have a plan. In 2 years, I put this money up for you, you feel me? You move out, and then you set to where it's not no struggle. Like, you don't want your kids to struggle or have to, like,
I feel like sometimes things. People, not that they want their kids to struggle, but they feel like struggle builds character. Like,
man, go on.
Because I went through it, you got to go through it type shit.
No, and that's not right, because I ain't tell you to get nothing in. And that's how deep that gets.
They
you
do,
feel
it
me?
Do, it do.
Nobody
get that.
Asked to be here. You feel me? So it's like you can build that foundation for your kid to where they don't have to deal with certain things that you deal with.
Do you have kids yet?
No, I don't.
Damn, you just skipped all the hurdles of
and
life.
When I used to play the life board, I used to motherfucking say career. And my sister used to choose the family and the kids. And she got married and she had 2 kids.
Yeah.
And I used to do career and then family after. Like, when I have kids, I want to be all about my kids. Like, yeah. I ain't worried about y'all. Internet, who? I don't care about all that. Like, I want to be about my kids. I'm at football games, whatever.
So you really just pacing your life.
Yeah.
How it needs to go.
Because I understand we got, your life is like a trimester. And I think a lot of people don't understand it.
Nah, explain that.
Okay, so you got under, okay. Some people might do it 21 until you get 21.
Also, shout out to her for this Hennessy as well.
Yeah, I had to bring my boy there.
Yeah.
I appreciate your space and your energy. But you got some people who, like, they feel like their mark is at 21, you feel me? And then they feel like a mark is at 30. Me, personally, I feel like your real mark is...
No, we say mark. That's like the life...
The trimesters that I'm telling you about. That lives get real because I feel
like... Oh, got you.
Yeah, I feel like... You don't really take life serious up until a certain age. So I feel like 30 is when it kick in. Like, oh, this shit
that's
real.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. And then you got, which some people, 50.
What?
Yeah, you got 50. Because you got 20 more years after 30. You got 50. And I feel like a lot of stuff sets in your 50s too. Uh-huh. And that's just for me
that's
parents.
For you.
And having people around me and just talking to them, gaining knowledge from them. You feel me? Because, you know, how many years do you think we be here? Like, what do they say? The normal, the average
70
life?
Between?
Yeah,
yeah,
75.
Yeah, 75.
So, that's why I'm telling you, I look at life in trimesters. So,
oh, okay,
30,
okay, okay.
50, and then you got 75. You only got a few more years after 25. Some people live till, I mean, they live their life until 100, but that's rare. You feel me? So, I'm just saying, I look at life like that. Okay, I'm 31 now, and then you go into 50, and then... all right.
So you never were the type to really rush your success or rush your process. You knew what you were gonna do, and you were just having fun along the way.
I feel like the fun shit. So I never really wanted to have a plan B. Like, I ain't get my neck tatted, so I just knew, okay, this is what I'm doing. This is what I'm set on. You feel me? Because I was in high school. I went to nursing school. Then I found out how much money they make. I didn't like it. See, traveling nurses now, they make a lot of money. But when I was in school for nursing, I graduated high school when I was 16, and I went straight into nursing school to college, right? Uh-huh. So that's different. Like, and then once I'm finding out they're not making no money, I'm good on that. So I'm already into the twerk team shit. We already know, you feel me? So it was more like, okay, what do you really want to do? I was already passionate about the music.
Twerking over nursing, that is my type of
I'll tell you now, especially because we was the first people doing it, and it was like I really had to make a decision because I was waking up, I was going to school every morning, you feel me? Like, I was really committed to it up until I understood I'm scared of blood.
Yeah,
I'm this really not what
so
I
that wasn't
do.
What you yeah
it's really not like that. I'm doing it so I can impress other people. I don't want to live my life for other people.
A lot of people are doing that,
and that's what I was doing. Like, I really was doing that.
Yeah,
just trying to please other people. I don't want to look like a failure, like I'm just not doing anything.
One thing you said, go back to your trimester statement, you was talking about like how, you know, it's at 21, 30, 50, right? Okay. I feel like for me, it was like 30 because I turned 30 during the pandemic, but it's also at the same time, a lot of great things were going on for me in life. Like everything that happened in my 20s set up for success in my 30s.
But some people get 30 and they don't even really understand and take in and acknowledge how far they didn't come and really take the knowledge that they have and understand it, like really comprehend it. So they're still doing the same shit like they're 25.
Yeah.
You feel me? Like, it's different for a man to take in everything like, okay, I can really apply everything that I done learned then that I really wasn't caring about or really wasn't paying attention to, and now I can build it into somewhere I'm making financial gain off of.
Yeah.
It's rare that people think like that.
Mm.
And it's opposite for men and women. Y'all get older and y'all have more success.
Yeah.
You feel me? Like, that's why I be telling men, like, what? You can have anything you want. Like, money is power when it comes to men. I don't care how you look, what you got going on.
It is different
for men.
You
got money, a bitch gonna fuck with you. And then the older you get as a man, it's better for y'all.
Yeah.
As a woman, you get older, it's like, okay, you only got these, okay, 20s to 30s. You know what I'm saying? Then people put you, most guys, okay, would you date a 25-year-old? And this is just a random question. Would you date a 25-year-old?
I like when people ask me questions.
Okay, would you date a 25-year-old? She's cool. She's established. She got the same type of hustle as the 30-year-old.
Yeah.
Which one would you date? At your
Man,
age now.
The same type of hustle.
They both the same. It's nothing different but the age.
Fuck, man. I just know, just me personally, the attitude of women after 30 gets a little better because 25-year-olds just be talking about dumb shit. Like, this 25, 20.
But that's you. I feel like.
No, most men are going to say the 25-year-old.
See, that's why I need to do a podcast so I can listen. Most men are going to say the
25-year-old. Yeah.
Why is that, you think?
Because I'm going to tell you why I think it is, right? A lot of men want somebody that's going to listen to what they say whenever they say it. And the older a woman get, it's kind of like she's building up her things that she's not going to do, her tolerance for a lot of shit. Now, a woman that is 25, she ain't really got too much tolerance built up.
Right.
But a woman that's 30, she ain't going for a lot of shit that these old niggas be doing.
Facts.
Because a nigga that's 30, he can try to run that game on a, like, I'm 33.
Okay.
So if I meet another woman that's 33, she already seen that shit before.
Yeah, she already been through it.
But a woman that's, also, a woman that's 25, she's going to be easy to impress. If you take it even lower, a woman that's 22, these women are easy to impress.
But ain't that, don't you feel better with a woman that's more easier to impress than like a woman that's like, I already did this. I already been here before.
Nah, because that's just going to elevate me.
Okay, it's going to make you want more.
Yeah, it's going to make me want more. So
I like
if this girl, if this 22, 25-year-old girl, she is impressed by going to fucking Benihana, there's nothing. I stay around the corner from Benihana.
Facts.
But you go to the AUC right now, you go to Spelman, you go to Clark Atlanta, take any one of them girls to Benihana, a steak shop, you getting mopped up in the parking lot.
Yeah, it's like nothing I can do. I have nothing in common with a younger man than me.
You wouldn't date a younger dude?
I can't do it. Like, literally, I wouldn't even bring a younger guy to my house. Like, I would take them to a hotel.
Oh, so you still do the whoop de wham?
You just couldn't come to my house. Like, I'm really like,
is it going to be a nice hotel?
They don't even know how to handle their emotions yet. And a lot of older men don't either, of my experience. You feel me? So it's like, hell
what type of men are you entertaining?
Oh my gosh.
What's your type?
I done been through some shit.
For the love of Saturday.
Physically, I don't have no type physical. I have dated a fat nigga. I don't feel like we just connected.
Coogee, we're doing good, Coogee.
I don't care about that. I care about personality, vibes. I like to cuddle. I like to have good conversation. I like to learn. I just got into a space where it's like, I don't even want to be around nobody to make me want to like be combative with them. You know what I'm saying? I have to match their energy.
Do you,
space.
So are you submissive?
That's what my ex told me. Not my ex-fiance. He didn't tell me that because he cheated. And then, you know, you don't get that side of me again. But like, the person who never cheated on me, people who never cheat on me, they tell me all the time, she's submissive. So don't let the exterior fool
you. Cooking and cleaning and
I'm doing all that. I'm rubbing feet. I'm giving massages. It's like whatever you need. Like, that's how I am. Like, I like to be that partner in a relationship. That's how I know, like.
What's your favorite dish to cook?
Anything they want. But, like, I like lasagna. I like, it's like chicken stuff, pasta I be cooking. Damn. They like lamb chops. The family like when I do my lamb chops. Mom like when I do my catfish. It just be like, what you want? Let me get in there because I like to learn. I like to learn, so
I like this.
You like this?
I like this. I like this. Okay. I like cooking. I like oxtails.
Do you know how to cook?
Yes.
I don't know.
Janae, tell. Look.
I don't know. I feel like man be saying they know how to cook.
I can cook.
He do? I got excited.
Yeah. I'm bringing.
You got kids?
Nah, I ain't got kids.
Oh damn.
You want some?
What's your sign?
I'm a Leo.
You a Leo. Okay.
You want some
kids? I need
to
look this up. I think I got to have one. I got to have two. I want a boy.
I want a boy too.
You know we got money, so we could just arrange that. Like, we can literally, like, it's going to be a boy.
I'm going to hit you. I'm going to hit you up. Yeah, we're going to see
like,
what's going on.
Like, I know
it's
going to be a boy.
We're going to see what's going on. For sure. Now, dating is crazy as a motherfucker now, though.
Dating is crazy.
I feel like a lot of women have and I can only speak for the women because that's what I'm interested in. But, like, a lot of women have, like, really, what's the word I'm looking for? Confusing expectations.
That's true.
Like, they get their expectations on dating off of social media.
I'm simple as fuck. I used to say the same thing, like, most girls say because it sounds like, I ain't going 50-50 or what the fuck? Why does it matter? Okay, like.
You're not going 50-50?
I never dated nobody for money, like I told you. So, I don't have no problem with that. I already take care of myself. I already provide for myself. You feel me? Like, you should already be able to pay your rent, your mortgage. Like, I pay
as
my
a
mortgage.
Human being,
yeah,
as
like,
an adult.
What, like, why do you think this man's supposed to come along and handle all of that?
I always say, like, the women that be saying that shit really be the ones that don't have no money.
Like, I don't want no Birkin bag. I'd rather you invest into a property, a duplex, a triplex.
So you want a business over a Birkin?
Yeah, like, I'm into real estate now. I'm into Airbnb, so I'm not really with that. Like, long-term investments. And if I'm talking about setting my kids up, like I tell you, it's like a plan for me. So I got to have them together.
I like
that. Because this money, if it's just me, I ain't going to lie, y'all. If it's just me, I'm going to ball out. Mom, you going to be straight, I promise. Kamaya, y'all, my sister's gonna be good. Dad, little razzle dazzle.
Yeah, little razzle dazzle.
But like, if I don't have kids, I'm balling out. Like, you feel me? Like, you live a different life when you don't have kids.
So you not the type. You don't care about 50-50 no shit like that.
No, I don't care about that.
So would you have a house husband?
What that mean?
Like, this nigga just take care of the crib.
No, cause I like a man that like put me in my place too.
He could put you in your place.
Women be running over men when they don't pay certain stuff or they don't have, like, okay, I've been in positions where a guy, he, like I told you, nobody pays the bills for me, but I also like leadership. We still got our own cribs and shit.
So a man can't be a leader if he's not paying the bills?
And a lot of women don't respect that over time.
You.
Oh, me personally, I mean, I ain't never had nobody pay the bills and I respect them. Yeah. So me, I feel like I'm different, like, because I know I have built myself up to a certain statue that, like, I spend a lot of money a month, so I wouldn't expect a man to come in and handle like $15,000 a month. Like, girl, bye, pipe down. Like, you feel me? You handle your own shit, and then I feel like once you move in with that person, that's when that comes into play. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
So, all right. So, say you did talk to a regular nigga.
Yeah.
Would you feel like you did too much if you put him in position?
What's putting him in position?
Like, shit. If
because I've did that before, but they weren't regular niggas either. Like, I've gave. Damn, mom, you gotta hear this. I think I told my mama, fuck it. I have gave one person $10,000, another person $10,000. When I'm in relationships, if it's like that.
Oh, you be tricking.
I wouldn't say it's tricking. It's like if my mate is down bad or they going through, like, they always been good and then something happened.
Yeah.
And I'm there and I know I got it.
Yeah.
then I do that. You feel me?
Yeah.
And I feel like I have did that for the wrong people to where it got me like.
Yeah, sometimes. Yeah.
Like, nigga, I ain't gave out a little 30 minutes. You feel me? But it's like, you don't get that back.
Yeah.
And then you can give a nigga $10,000 just like you can give a female $10,000. But if they don't know how to flip it or do anything with it.
Yeah.
Like, I gave one nigga $10,000. I was like, what you do with it? He's like, I pay my bills up. You bitch. You bitch.
Why would you say it like
what
that?
What is going to happen the next month?
Oh, my God,
you
bro.
You feel me?
That's
you already behind, so you just paid it, and oh, Lord.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
You got to plan the budget.
You got to have a plan. You could have did something, paid five, and then did something with the other five.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I feel like I have invested into the wrong people, but I do feel like that's not an issue for you to invest in your partner.
Nah, for sure, for sure. I feel like with everything that I'm doing, I would love to find a woman that is in this space. Mm-hmm. So, shit, I got my platform. You got your platform. I would love to have a YouTube. I want to be in a YouTube relationship. Them YouTube checks is hitting.
But they don't be lasting long. So how do you feel about that?
Well, like, you can pivot.
How do you feel about the relationship not lasting?
If I pipe somebody up and it don't work?
Yeah.
Shit, it is what it is. Charity. I'm going to write you off.
I feel like, you know, you invite people into your space, then you just got to have a strong foundation.
Yeah, yeah. But
as long
you're
as
right.
Your foundation's strong with that person, y'all should be good.
Because, like, to what you said, not like the exact same thing, mm-hmm. but a lot of guys, if they have a bad date, they be like, damn, I wasted all this money. I don't really even care about that. I care about the time.
Me too.
I care about the experiences. Because why would I don't want to take... I don't want to take a woman who I'm not really invested in to some nice shit because, like, why would I waste that experience with you?
That's true. You need to do some fun shit with it first.
What the hell did that say?
Oh.
What'd she
fuck
say?
Fuck you.
She said fuck.
She's a huge trick. I mean, I don't feel like I'm a trick because, like, I just like to take care of my man. Like,
Your man.
You damn right, girl.
I like to take care of whoever. My mom ain't shit because my mama back there, y'all. But, no, like, I like to take care of whoever I'm with. I think that's all it is. Like,
I feel like it's
the little stuff. Like, exactly. I like flowers, so give me flowers. I like the outdoors, so let's go on a little cabin trip or let's set me up a little tent, had a blunt throw. Like, you know, it could be something simple or it could be something extravagant. It's the thought for me.
Park date a good first date?
I like that. Like, set it up nice for me, though.
Okay.
Like, had a blanket up. I like to
You work out a lot? You look like you do.
I work out in the morning.
Yeah, okay.
I'm like a 5 a.m. type girl because I like to get it out the way.
Them folks that work out after 6 p.m., them folks different, bro.
I like to get it out the way. I'm like, let me start.
I want to be 5. Like, I'm not 5 a.m. yet, but I'm
So what do you 9 a.m. So what's your workout like? Routine.
I switch up every day. Okay. So I do legs one day.
That's how I know what you're doing. Cause some people be doing the same shit every day.
No, I got an app. I'll show you. But I do legs, upper body, and I do cardio.
Okay.
Yeah. It's been working, shit. I've been dropping this weight. Yeah.
You look good. That's good.
You look even better.
Thank you. I appreciate you.
Yeah. So anything else that the world needs to know about you at Saturday? Because this is a completely different thing right now that we work on.
Saturday, I'm just super like emotional with my music. I'm super connected to my music. Like, I feel like as soon as you listen to the music, you're gonna get a feel of it. And most people, I think they just expect it like this shit about to be trash. But when they listen to it, like, okay, this music good as fuck. Like, she sound good.
Yeah.
Like, I ain't putting out no bullshit. Like, that's really my passion. So, me and Saturday, I'm just a passionate artist. Like, I just like to connect with people. My main thing, and I just want to keep dropping and let my music speak for itself.
And you got something out right now.
Yeah, I just
that we pushing.
Yeah, I just dropped my single Difference. It's like a little Afro Rego type beat.
Yeah,
I like it. It's a vibe. I really do like it. Shout out to Ride My Vibe and DJ Chop a Lot. Yeah, that's the first song I'm dropping. I just want to keep dropping and keep building on that Difference. It's like the beginning of me really transitioned because I dropped a song named Different last year, like around the same dates, like 111 type shit. And now I dropped Difference the next year. So it's more like it's two different sounds, but it's like more a mature sound.
And also, let me say this too, because I feel like this just speaks more to you standing on your shit.
Yeah.
Like, you're not trying to act like you something, you're not, or do something because it's popular. Mm-hmm. Like, because obviously, coming from the twerk team thing, it would have been a layup for you to do some rap shit. And, like, because especially, like, with the rap scene right now, it's kind of, wide open.
I be trying not to get in people's lane. I ain't gonna lie to you, because I got like a
lot. But you could drop some rap shit and twerk to your own music, and boom, you doing something. Like, it's you doing friend, melodic. You doing melodic shit.
Shout out to DY, the producer, DY Crazy. He always tell me, like, let's just get in the studio, do like 4 songs, and just do it. But I don't want the rap to overshadow my real passion for singing.
Yeah.
I feel like if I drop the rap first, then people going to be so...
Put you in that box.
Yeah, and I'm like, this ain't what I'm doing. Like, yeah. I'm really a singer, so I want to drop that first, and then I can slash and fierce that shit out like Beyonce did and come out. Because rapping shit is easy to me. Like, especially if they just want some ratchet shit, or you want some shit with substance. Like, I'm into poetry, so that's nothing for me.
Nah, you
like, I would eat the girls up.
You was reciting Sucker the Night. Like, oh, she a hip-hop head for
real. I would really eat the girls up, but I just be trying to stay in my lane.
Mm.
I'm not going to lie. Shout out to Urban T. Shout out to Juicy. Shout out to all the female rappers. Shout out to Ash and Gaz.
For sure. For sure. Last question, right? Last question. Now, you do have one of the most infamous Tory videos on the internet. But it's 2 more out there that go crazy as well. So I want to know, if you've seen these, you've seen their talents, where do they rank in comparison to you?
Okay, I love seeing girls dance. So.
Megan, Ari, Miss Twerk Some.
I had a Mount Rushmore like twerkers, and I put Megan and Ari on there. And then I put this stripper girl I know, but she just know how to shake that motherfucker. Her name Russia Lit. So Russia Lit, Megan, and Ari. I love Ari because that motherfucker just go. Like.
That motherfucker just go.
But then you also got fucking Jada Kingdom, and people don't even be knowing that motherfucker crazy. Sup, Jada Kingdom.
Your thing is still thinking.
But I like Jada Kingdom too. We got to put her on Mount Rushmore too.
Yeah, so Twerk Some, Jada Kingdom, Megan.
I have to have Ari in there.
Yeah.
Ari got to be up there. Yeah, she got to be up there.
Yeah.
Megan got to be up there. I fuck with Megan.
Yeah,
for sure. She got them knees.
Knees?
She got them knees.
What do you think about this BBL era?
I'm not.
Are you still? Are you all natural?
I'm not going to fold. I never have had surgery before.
So that thing just fat.
Yeah. Shout out to my mom. Her thing just fat too. My sister got a BBL, but that's after, like, I wouldn't have surgery till after I have kids if I wanted to. You know what I mean? Like,
you don't need it.
I'm not having surgery. I don't really see that in my future. I'm trying to keep the girls just doing the twerk out stuff I've been doing. Yeah, we used to do twerk out classes all the time, but now I want to make it more where they can just purchase it, do it, and work out online.
So would you do that, like, at a gym?
Yeah. I would do it anywhere, but I would want to make it free where they just got to purchase something to do the class. You see what I'm saying?
I think I know a guy.
Yeah.
I think I know a guy.
I would do it anywhere. I mean, we used to do them when we did our shows. So every time we had a show, which was like 2-3 shows a weekend.
Coogee, I have an idea. I have an idea. Listen, Saturday in the building, kicking it with your homie, stream differences.
Yes.
Right now, all streaming platforms. It was fun having you here.
I appreciate you so much.
No problem, man. Listen, another episode of the Big Homie's House, and we gone.